I think accountability has been a good thing for Florida. When you're able to measure what students learn every year and use that data to improve instruction and to improve our system, our education system in general, it's a good thing. I think our teachers have done a good job with providing our students with an environment that prepares them for some of these examinations. I think what needs to happen now is there needs to be a recalibration of how we use assessments. You hear the phrase, teaching to the test, teaching to the test. And so now what we need to do is how can we empower teachers to be innovative in the classroom without having to focus a lot on the examination? And so there's a balance that we need to reach. We need to empower our teachers to be innovative, to be the professionals that they are. We need to identify who our best teachers are. We need to reward them. And then we need to give those teachers the tools to help other teachers who may be struggling a little bit so that they can be better. That's how you build upon an accountability system that works, is to use the data in a way that's, you know, that's improving our system. I think we haven't done enough of that.
Another specific that the governor has mentioned, he's in favor of alternatives to public school, things like charter schools and virtual schools and private schools and homeschooling. And do you think that those changes are positive and will help students succeed?
Well, I think choice is always a good thing for parents to have options of where to send their children to school. The other side of that is, you know, we have to make sure that the options that are available to our students are ones that there's accountability in place. We're making sure that students who attend schools outside of our public school system, that they're actually doing better there academically. And there's a big move now to expand vouchers for all students. And I haven't seen the research that suggests students who leave our public schools and go into a private school on a voucher program are actually doing better academically when they get there. The data doesn't suggest that. But what I will say this, anytime you have parents proactively making a decision for their child's education, that's a positive thing. That means the parents engaged, they're involved. And so in that sense, it's a good thing. But we have to make sure that as we expand choice, that we're expanding choice to good schools and not schools that have yet to prove themselves.
As it stands now, vouchers or opportunity scholarships are available for students in failing public schools. Governor Scott wants to change the formula for grading those schools to take into account the so-called achievement gap. Some schools that would otherwise be rated A or B might be rated lower and might even fail with these new metrics, taking into account how low-income and minority students are doing in that school. What's your take on that? How do you think that will work?
Here's my concern there. Most of the students who participate in the Opportunity Scholarship Program are either in elementary or middle school because there aren't enough private high schools to accept many of these students. So what ends up happening is that these students, once they reach high school, they come right back into the public education system. And many of these private schools are not held to the same standards. They're not required to take the FCAT or some of the same examinations that our public schools do. And so we lose track of how these students are doing once they leave the public school system, and then they end up coming back in high school. And now we're holding our high schools accountable for getting them ready for college and the workforce. So if we're going to focus on giving options for limited-income students who are in failing schools, we have to make sure that they're receiving the same quality instruction so that when they end up coming back to the high school, you know, it's a win-win. Or we have, you know, the private sector has to look at building more private high schools.
Well, the governor's education transition team is recommending a number of changes for our state's educational system. What are some of the things that you would like to see happen?
What we'd like to see happen, of course, is that more students graduate from our K-12 system prepared to compete in our economy. And so what that means is that we have to make sure that all of our students have access to high-quality schools, high-quality teachers, and a curriculum that truly meets the requirements of the workforce. What we don't want to see happen is our high school diploma not mean anything. We have to really focus like a laser on improving the value of our high school diploma so that it continues to be a ticket into our middle class.